Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding roughly 10 11 lines from the top of the Amid. And the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah, which we learned yesterday. Abachor Nechal Likoyhanim. Remember, we're talking about Bachor Behemoth Tahira. If a person has in his flock any given year a Bachor that is born Li'ima, he has to give it to the Kohen. Then the Kohen brings it for a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, unless it's a balmum, and then he eats it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but he's not poided it. He eats it because this is one of the 24 matnois kahuna, which is enumerated in Parshas Korach. Anyway, our Mishnah said, b'chor nechal kahanim, but the Gemara doesn't go on that part. What it goes on is the part of the Mishnah that says that the b'chor is nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. We always have in our minds that shlomim is special, Shnei Yom V'Laylech, and it is special. But Bechor and Maser have the same din of Shnei Yom V'Laylech Echad. Tanur Rabban, Minayin LeBechor Shnech L'Shnei Yom V'Laylech Echad. How do I know? Doesn't say it, but Fedush in the Torah. Says Yimar Shnema, because I have a hekish. U'vesorem yeloch kachazi atanufa u'kishoy kayomen l'cho yihiyah. That's a pasuk again in Parshas Korach, where it has the list of the 24 matnas kahuna. One of the matonis is the bechor that you have to go and give to the kohen. Mm-hmm. So it says in the pasuk that the bosa of the bechor should be to you for the kahanim like the choza v'shoik. Choza v'shoik, as we know, are two portions which are given from the korban shlomim to the kahanim. So the Morris says, "Keshei hakosav lechoz v'shoik shlom." By the fact that it says in the pasuk that the basar of the bechor yeloch will be for you for the kahanim like the choz v'shoik, so presumably it means it has the same din as the choz v'shoik. Ma shlom nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad, just like shlomim, which is eaten by the balim, and the choz v'shoik, which is eaten by the kahanim of the shlom, but both of them are eaten shnei yom v'layla echad. Af bechor nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Beautiful. So it's based on a simple hekish of the din of Bechor, and we learn it from the Choz V'Shoik by the Shlam. Now the Gemara says that there in fact is a story behind this. When the Chachom were gathered together in Keren B'Yavna, everybody knows the Rashi in the end of Masechtas Brachos, which tells us that in Yavna there was a great yeshiva, and the yeshiva they sat in rows in front of the Rebbe, just like rows in a kerem, like in a vineyard. So that's why it was called Kerem B'Yavna, because that was the physical structure of how the Talmidim learned with their Rebbe. And what did they ask? Bechor lekamen ne'achal. How long can one eat the bechor? In other words, the bechor that is given to the kohen, how long can it be eaten? Nene reb tarf v'yomer. L'shnei yom v'lay lechad. 2 days and one night. There was a Talmud Chacham that came to the Beis Medrash. What does that mean, Tchila? Says Rashi, this was his first appearance in the Beis Medrash. Who was that? That was Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Shemoy. He apparently came from another yeshiva, or he moved into town from somewhere else, and this was his first day on the job, so to speak. And did he make a splash? Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. There's noise from the background. Please put yourselves on mute. So Gemara tells Rabbi Yosef Glili asked, Omalei Rebbe, menayin lecha? Reb Tarfon, you just told us very decisively, like it says in our Mishnah, Bechor is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. But how do you know? So he didn't tell him about the hekish from the posik of Asarim Yeloch. He told him based on a simple mamatzino. Mamatzino means, just like we find a halacha given in a particular place, if there's no pirchav, there's no reason to differentiate, probably, presumably, the same halacha applies elsewhere. And so therefore he told him, Amalai, b'ni shlomim kachim kam. We all know that shlomim is perhaps the paradigm, that the best example of kachim kam. And b'chor is also kachim kam. Both of them, for instance, are eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Both of them you can go and shecht anywhere in the Azara, and so on and so forth. Just like we know shlomim, 2 days and one night, that says beferish in the Torah, and that's why the whole din of pigel, if he has in mind, b'shas the pigel machshava, b'shas one of the four avoiders, to eat it on the third day, because you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to eat it that day and the next day, by shlomim. So just like by shlomim, it says beferish in the Torah, 2 days and one night, It's also kodshim kalim nechal l'shneyom ulay lechad. It makes sense. Says Rabbi Yosi Aglili now to Rabbi Tarfin, Omoloi Rebbe, v'chor matona l'koyin, v'chatos v'osha matona l'koyin. You are making a mamatzinu from the din of shlomim to the din of b'chor, just like shlomim 2 days, b'chor also 2 days. Why don't you go and make a mamatzinu to chatos v'yoshim? Chatos v'yoshim, we know the halacha is 1 day. Aha. And what is the commonality between b'chor and chatos v'yoshim? After all, b'chor is kodshim kalim, chatos v'yoshim is kodshim kudishim. So how can you compare? B'chor matana l'koyim v'chatos v'yoshim matana l'koyim, because we're talking about matanas that you give to the koyim. Chatos v'yoshim is only eaten by the kohanim; it's not eaten by the Israelim. So therefore, chatos v'yoshim, that's a matana l'koyim. And the same thing of b'chor is eaten by the kohanim. So machatzis v'yoshim liyoyim b'layla, just like chatzis v'yoshim is exclusively only 1 day, 1 night, not 2 days. So abchor liyoyim b'layla. So why are you comparing it, Rebbe, to the case of shlomim? Why don't you compare it to the case of chatzis v'yoshim? So Reb Tarfin said, Mantayra Talmud, omaloi, nodin dover, midover, v'nilmad dover, midover. What he's saying is, first let's be done. In other words, let's go and try to find to which one is it more comparable. And once we decide which one is more comparable, we will learn from that. And therefore he said, analyzing Shlom and analyzing Bechor, Bechor has much more in common with a Shlom, because Mashlam ain't boyin al chet. You bring a Shlomim not because of a chet chas Shlom, it's not a chat, it's not an oshim, you didn't do anything wrong. You just bring a doyrin la Hashem, where everybody has a noah from this doyrin. The Rabbi Nishlom gets his aymerin, kaviyochel. And the balam go and get their portion that they go and eat the whole carbon. The kahanim get their chazav v'shoik. Oh, sholem al Yisrael. Everybody has sholem. That's why it's called shlomim. Just like shlomim in bon al chet has nothing to do with sinchas v'shom. Abchor in bon al chet. Abchor also has no din of chet. A b'chor is born to your flock, you have to go and give to the koyin. So, oy bazoi, the choyre is very, very similar to shlom in that respect, that neither of them have to do with the chet, as opposed to the chatzis v'yoshim that are all sin-based. So, Gemara continues with Tafin, mashlom nechol nishne yom v'lay lechad, ab'chor nechol nishne yom lechad. So, wouldn't it make a lot of sense to learn the din of b'chor from the din of shlomim, and not from chatzis v'yoshim? Said Rebbe, "Nodin davmi davar, v'lami davmi davar." I agree with you. Let's try to analyze which was more comparable. Which one is more of a parallel? You're right. You're right. That's good kizot. But in my opinion, I think that the bechor is more similar to chatzis v'yoshim, because chatzis v'yoshim matana l'koyin, u'bechor matana l'koyin. Both the chatzis v'yoshim he give as a present to the koyin. He eats the entire carbon. Bechor, he eats entire carbon. Machatz v'yoshim ain boin b'neida unedava. Chatzis v'yoshim have no din of neida unedava. You cannot go and bring a chatzis v'yoshim b'toyres neida unedava. It's only if you have a choyva. If you bring a chatzis v'yoshim and you're not mechoyev, it's cholim ba'azara. So not only isn't it a chumra, nice thing to do, it's a bad thing to do. You're not allowed to have chumra bazar. It's af bechor ain a neder b'nedov. Same thing, a bechor you don't bring out tzitzis, neder b'nedov. You don't do because of a sin, but it's not because of a neder. It's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed you with a bechor in your flock, a bechor li'ima from the behemoth, so you have to give it to the kohen. So ma'achatz v'yoshim nechol li'imechad, it says yom v'layla, a bechor nechol li'yom echad, it says yom v'layla. So therefore, using mamatzinus as your basis is problematic, because just like you have solid arguments showing the commonality between Bechor and Shlomim, which would dictate Shneyom v'layla echad, but you also have solid arguments on the other side of the coin, where you can go and say, no, Bechor is much more similar to the case of Chatzis v'yoshim, and therefore it's only Yom v'layla. So based on mamatzinus, we're not going to get very far. Reb Tarfin says, I have nothing more to add to this discussion. And he left the Bis Medrash and said, Reb Akiva jumped up and he said, you're right, if we're basing it solely on the inyan of mamatzinus, you're right. Bechor has certain commonalities which are common to both it and to the din of shlom, but to also certain dinim which are common to it and the chatzis v'yoshim.
Let's be machmir and cut back to 1 day and 1 night, and let's play it safe. Right?
Yeah, okay. That's because if we have a suffix, But the Chazal are now learning the Makar, and they don't have Sveikis. Amaloi, how are you, Oime? The reason is because of the Pasuk that we quoted at the outside of today's Gemara, at the outset of today's Gemara, and that is, don't put aside the Mamatzinos, because that you have a good argument against. However, learn it from Sarmi Yalach. Hakeshana Kosov Lachoziv Shoik Shel Shlomim. That's what it says of Sarmi Yalach. Oh, so you see that it's compared to Tenuva, the Chosav Yishoyk. Chosav Yishoyk is by Shlom. Mashlom Nechol Nishayom V'layla Echad, Avchon Nechol Nishayom V'layla Echad. So therefore, said Rav Akiva, put aside Mamatzino, let's learn it from that Hekish, which we just quoted, Uvasarim Yeloch. On Malay, Rabbi Yosef Glili was not at all phased. As you can see, he was already a great Talmud Chacham on day one when he entered the yeshiva, and he said, "Hekishasa lechaz v'shoik shel shlam, v'ani makish lechaz v'shoik shel toida." By the way, toida also has a din of chaz v'shoik that you give to the kohanim. Ma toida nechel is yom v'layla, af b'char nechel yom v'layla. By toida it says, "Befeirish in the toida, you only eat it for one day." Right. And here in this pasuk, when it says, "Ubesarim yelach kachazei hatnuf v'choshoik hayomin," you automatically assume that we're talking about the chaz v'shoik of a shlamim. Why should you say that? If anything, Rashi says, tafasta maruba loy tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. If I'm not sure whether I shall learn the chaz v'shoik shel shlamim, or the chaz v'shoik of a toida, learn the chaz v'shoik shel toida because it's only one day. So, vaita, even with your hekish, we are stuck, so to speak. Don't learn it from shlamim, learn it from toida. Amalai, so Rav Akiva said to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you have a very, very good point. L'choyde, you're right, we should learn it tvas de mu'et, and therefore we should learn the din of one day from Toida. B'hari oima uvesarim yeloch, she'en tamalayim l'choyihiyeh. The pasuk is redundant. In which respect is redundant? If you have number four, uvesarim yeloch, that's the basar of the bechor. Yeloch should be for the kanim. Kachazei hatnuf ukishoy kayamin. L'cho yihye. The words l'cho yihye are just being repeated. Because we already said of Sarm yelach. What means yelach? It should be yours. Kachazei hatnuf v'choshoy chayomin. Period. That the basar of the b'chor will be yours to the kanim, just like the chos v'shoy. Why does it add l'cho yihye? U'matam malayim l'cho yihye. Well, it's because of avaya cheres b'b'chor. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva's answering is, Rabbi Yosef Glili, I agree with you. You're right, since I don't know which one of the Chaz V'Shoik of Shlam or the Chaz V'Shoik of Toida, the Toida is comparing the Bechor to. So I'm going to agree with you that Tofis, not Tofis, Tefasa Marubaloi, Tefasa, Tefasa Miuta, Tefasa, we're going to take the Miut of one day. However, in addition to that, I have the extra Lechoyia to add an additional Havaya. Additional Havaya means not only a one-day carbon, but I give you a two-day carbon. So therefore, the basic limud, according to Rav Akiva, is now saying is, if somebody were to ask you, how do you know Bechor is Nechle Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad? You tell him, I learn it from Chos V'Shoik of Toida, which is a one-dayer, but since it says L'cho Yia a second time, here it says Yaloch, and then it says L'cho Yia, that tells you to add one more day to have 2 days all together. It's a beautiful mamish gevaldik, but we're not done yet. When this whole shtickle Torah was repeated to Rabbi Shmuel, Amalehan, he said, please go to Rabbi Kiva and tell him respectfully, Rabbi Kiva, the drasha that you just made is beautiful, but to Isa, but unfortunately you made a boo-boo, you made a mistake. What's the mistake? Toida, mehechen lomda. How do you know that the din of Toida, that there is a din of choze v'shoik by Toida? Toida doesn't say that you give the choze v'shoik of the Toida to the coin. It says you go and give from the chalois Toida, you give from the coin. You have 40 altogether, you give 10%, you give 4 to the coin. But it doesn't say you give choze v'shoik. Ah, how do you learn it? You learn it from a shlamim. How do you learn it from a shlamim? Because the parish starts off with a shlamim, and then it talks about uvasar zevach toida shlamim. For those of you that would just like to take a quick look, at the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav is the second parish in Sefer Vayikra, as if you didn't know that. And you get to the very beginning of the parasha. You look at page 301. Shlishi, v'zoyis toida zevach ha-shlamim, she'yakav la-Hashem. This is the Torah of the Zevach Shlomim. Im al toidi akrivenu. Oh, you bring a korban toida. The hikar b'zevach ha-toidi, you have to add chalis matzis, rakike matzis, soides merbechas, the different forms of chalis. And al chalis lechem chomets, besides the matzis, you also have to bring lechem, lechem chomets. Yeah. The hikar mimenu echad mikol korban trumal Hashem, from every one of the four, meaning you have to give one to the kohen. The kohen is zorik stam shlom lo yeh. Now it says, "Uvesar zevach toida shlama," the basar of the carbon toida. B'yoyim karboni yachal, you eat it that day. In other words, l'yoyim v'layla, l'yanich mimenu ad boiker. From this point on, the pasuk doesn't say anything more about the chaz v'shoik. In fact, even until now, we didn't say anything about the chaz v'shoik, because the chaz v'shoik is only in the parasha of shlama. In the parasha of toida, not one word is mentioned. How do I know, Taka, this is a din of the Chos V'Shoik, that you're supposed to go and give it to the Kahanim? Because it says, Uvesar Zevach Toidas Shlomov. Why does it have to add the words Uvesar, or even Zevach? It should just simply say, we're talking about a Toida, right? Imal Toida Yakrivenu. So what's the din? It should go and say, Atoida, V'Zoiz Toidas, Atoida B'Yam Kabona Yeyochel. Vusid Uvesar Zevach Toidas. So Chazal learned from the extra words to come to tell you that it has the same din just like a shlom. Uvasar zevach toidas, shlomov, just like by the shlom you have to give a chaz v'shoik to the kohen. By the zevach toidas, the besar zevach toidas, shlomov, the toidi you also have to bring the chaz v'shoik to the kohen. Okay, so now the whole din of chaz v'shoik by toida we learn from shlom. Now you want to learn the din of b'chor, from the din of toida, from which din of toida, from the chaz v'shoik, like it says in the pasuk, uvesaram yelach achaziat nufa ukeshoika yaman lechoyia. Oi, so I have a problem now. What's the problem? You remember a week ago when you had this beautiful exactly. Ariel is right on the money. Shkoyach. That was a beautiful chart that our good friend Barry made copies of and distributed to the whole oilam with great fanfare, and we went through every one of them. And you're not allowed to learn a hekish from a hekish. So therefore, back to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Go and tell Rabbi Kiva quietly to Issa, you made a mistake. Why is a mistake? Because how do I now know that a bechor is ne'achalish, a yom v'layla echad? I know by the fact that we're learning from chaz v'shoik of a toida, which is a one dayer, and then I add the extra l'choyia to go and hit it from one day to 2 days. So basically your limit is from toida. But the problem is toida mehechen lamda. How does toida, how do you know there's a din of chaz v'shoik of toida? You learn it from shlomim. And therefore says Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva, to those listening, and he said to them, I'm very sorry, don't learn it from Chaz v'Shoik of Toida and then add an extra Lechoyia to make it 2 days. Learn it directly from the din of Shlomim. Why? Because if the Pasuk is talking about Shlom, Chaz v'Shoik, then it's very good. Bechor goes directly from Shlom. Shlom is Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Bechor is Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. I'm Machai. I don't need to come on to Toida in between. And therefore, my question is resolved. Of course, we have the problem of Tefasta Miyu Tefasta instead of Tefasta Meruba. We'll get to that shortly. But the important thing is, says Rabbi Shmuel, don't learn it like Rabbi Kiva is telling you, that you learn it in two increments. First, the din of Bechor from Toida, and then Toida from Shlomim, because then they have that back-to-back Hekish. That would be problematic. So go therefore directly from Bechor to the case of the Chaz v'Shoik of Shlomim. Frey Timar. So now we're going to get back to what did Rabbi Kiva hold. After all, Rabbi Kiva was also a great Talmud Chacham.
He had that chart also.
Exactly. He had probably multiple copies, because he probably gave him 100 copies, not just 10 copies. Anyway, so he knew it. And since it was Torah Shabbat Pei, he probably didn't even have to look at the chart. So he knew that. And the Gemara is going to ask there for another 5-6 lines, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Stay tuned. But in the meantime, we go off just a little bit on a tangent. Since Rabbi Shmuel is saying that we learn the din of Bechor directly from the din of Shlomim, so therefore I don't need the extra L'choyia to add one more day. So if I tell Rabbi Shmuel, hi L'choyia, my Ovid, like, what does he do with these words, L'choyia? Everything will liman al Bechor balmum shehumatono l'koyin shulimatin mechalatoy rakula. It comes to tell you the din of Bechor balmum, meaning all that we're talking about in the Pasuk, Ach b'charshor, b'charkesed, b'chareis, that you have to go and give it to the kohen. That's all wonderful. But where does it say that if the b'char is also a balmum, is not also, is a balmum, that you also have to give it to the kohen? It doesn't say it b'feirish in the Torah. So I learned it from the extra l'chayiyah. Because we're talking about this pasuk of v'sarim yialach, is talking about the basar of b'char. It's going to be k'chazayet nuv, k'shayim k'min l'chayiyah. What do you need the extra l'chayiyah? Not only when it's a tam, do you take it, and you have it as a carbon, you take the chaz v'shoik, etc. You take the chaz v'shoik. It's like chaz v'shoik that belongs to the
kohen. All the basar belongs to the kohen.
All the basar, the entire carbon belongs to the kohen. But even chayyeh, even if it's a kohen, a b'char, that unfortunately is a bal mum, it's also chayyeh, also belongs to you. Ah, very good, okay. That's a beautiful limit from the extra chayyeh. But Rabbi Kiva, how does he know this din of the bal mum also belonging to the kohen? Because after all, he uses the chayyeh to go and hit it up from a one day, exactly, because Torah would only be one day, but now with the extra chayyeh tells you that it's 2 days. So how does he know the din of balmum? Because the Torah says uvsaram yialach. So what is uvsaram? Chatam v'chad balmum, meaning the Torah is talking about b'char. It should say l'chayde b'saroi. Why did it say b'saram? To go and tell you both tam and balmum. So I don't need the chayyeh. I learned it from the b'saram directly. Rabbi Shmuel, b'saram dehanach b'choyres ka'amar. Says Rabbi Shmuel, no, you can't bring a right from that because the pasuk right before u'b'saram lists the different b'choyres. What are the different b'choyres? So back in Parsha Choyrach, it says in the pasuk, Saram yehalach, yirches yirches. In Koyrach and Poshuk Yud Zayin, Ach B'char Shor, Oy B'char Kesed.
What page is this, please?
Page 434. Poshuk Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin is 17, Kiminyan Toy. It's a great Poshuk. Good Poshuk. Ach B'char Shor, Oy B'char Kesed, Oy B'char Eith, Loi Sifte Koydish Hein. If you have a B'char Shor, Kesef, or Eith, Loi Sifte, don't be Poshuk Koydish Hein. What do you have to do with them? As Dom Tizrak Al Mizbeach, take the dam, do the zrika mizbeach. What's chalbam taktir? The aimerin isherech nechoch Hashem. Uvisaram yelach. That's a pasuk that we've been quoting all along. Kachazeh tenu v'chajerik yom in lechoye. Now, what is this uvisaram, which is belushin rabin? Since we're talking about bechar, it would be enough to go and say uvisaroi yelach. Kachazeh tenu v'chajerik yom in lechoye. What's the uvisaram? So, according to Bishmael, learn from saram, not only if it's a tam, but even if it's a balmum, it's also yelach. Says Rabbi Kiva, I don't need it for that. Why don't I need it? Or I cannot learn it from that. Why? Because the word psaram, that you were medayik, it should say psaroi instead of psaram. No. That's referring to the three different species of bechor of the previous pasuk. Although the parsha bechor is one parsha of bechor that you give to the kohen, but the previous pasuk is out of bechor shor. Oy b'char kesef, oy b'char eis. Oy, I had a b'char among my shvarim, among my calves, my cattle, or among kesef, among my sheep, b'char eis, among my goats. What do you do with saram? The basar of these shar, kesef and eis, yelach. So it has nothing to do, therefore, with the din of a balmum, in addition to the top. Yes?
When it's a balmum, yelach, what could they do with it if it's a mum?
Very good question. So after we get to Bechoidus, we're going to go into this in much greater detail, but what you do with it is, unlike all other karbanis, when they become a balmum, you have to be poda it, and then you take the money after you sell it, and you buy a brand new carbon. It's not done by Bechor. Rather, Bechor, if it's a tam, you give it to the kohen, and he brings it for a carbon to Beis Hamikdash, and he eats it like any other carbon. Shnei yom v'layla echad. He can go and even give it to the ladies in the mishpucha, because that's what we learned. Ach habachor v'masa besach, that you can eat it. The necholim b'cholir, b'chol machol shnei yom v'layla echad, even for the nekevis. But here the what's I'm gonna say? That's if it's a tam. If it happens to be balmum, then he eats it b'toiras b'chor, but outside the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning that you eat it as chulin plus. You're not allowed to go and treat it like a regular chulin. It has certain special dinim. For instance, you can't do gizav avoida. You cannot go and sell it be'itlis. However, you eat it like chulin, and you eat it in Yerushalayim as if it was.
So normally an animal that has a mum, you're not allowed to shecht it and eat it. This is an exception?
You're not allowed to shecht and eat it before you poid it. Here you don't poid it, you just give it to the kohen, and even when it's still a bal mum, he will shecht it chutz lebeis hamikdash and eat it as a betroidus p'char, which means basically chulin, plus various additional halachas, which we'll learn about in greater depth and greater length in Mir Shemim Sechtes
Pachayis. You mentioned that you can eat it, the women, so to say, that you give the toda, so the chazav shok there is eaten by the women, also of we have that in
here. Yeah, that's him.
Hey, I think.
Okay.
So we're saying, but it's not kachim,
kachim kachim, it's exactly.
It's kachim.
So the end that
Kalim, but kachim kalim, usually you could eat it, even Israel could eat it.
100%.
But in the Mishnah there, it says
only kohen.
Kohen.
Yeah. In other words, you're saying that it might not be eaten by the women, and you may be right. So I withdraw that comment. The comment back on Daphne Hay, as you pointed out correctly, says a toy divan nozia, kachim kalim. I had assumed the same thing over here because by Shlom it's also Murim Nechal Kahanim and Shem Legav Avdeim. I had assumed the same thing by Bechor. Maybe you're right. Our Mishnah is silent Legavi Bechor.
It says a Chol Adam in both Mishnayos.
I understand. Okay. The question is what? But here it's spelled
out. Can you use a Mamatzinu for this? For the women?
Maybe. We'd have to look up the Halacha and the Rambam. Could be right.
So
I think
women
it's
are barred?
They're not barred. They're not included in those. They may not be included. By kochi kudishim, the women deny. Because the pasuk says the fetish, zocher kahanim yoichal oisah. Question is, what's the din by bechor? I believe bechor, since it's kochim kalim, just like bechor v'mesa v'pesa, kochim kalim. So I'm assuming the women too, but it doesn't say the fetish, so I don't want to decide it one way or the other. If it comes up, halacha l'maisa, we'll look at the Rambam.
A competent Orthodox Rambam.
But he has to be very competent. Who knows?
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we were focusing on the Lechoyia and Uvesar. So back to six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Kiva Yoliflim Ibsaram. That chatam the chad balmum. The psoram said, psorah, it comes to tell you, tam and balmum. Rabbi Shmuel, the psoram, the hanach b'choyres ka'amah. I cannot learn from psoram, I have to learn from the extra l'choyiyah, because psoram is referring to all the b'choyres in the prior pasik, which is the b'chor shor, b'chor kes, b'chor eit. So that's why you have that plural language, psoram, instead of the singular language of b'sorah. Okay. All of that is fine, we went off on a tangent, but let's get back to what we were discussing. And that is, somebody asked, particularly Rabbi Yosef Glili, and the Gemara started off, so how did the Gemara conclude? We had a machlokes here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, it says in the Pasuk, from Yelach, and that's about the Chaz V'Shoik, which Chaz V'Shoik of the Toida, how much is there Chaz V'Shoik of the Toida? Only one day. I, over here, it says that you can go and eat it by Bechor. I have the extra L'choyia to go and add on one more day. That was Rabbi Kiva's limit. Rabbi Shmuel was quite upset at Rabbi Kiva. Te'isa. Why did he say Te'isa? Because how do I know the whole carbon Toida Chaz V'Shoik? I learned from Shlom. There's no pasuk that says Chaz V'Shoik by Toida. It only says by Shlom. So I have to learn Chaz V'Shoik of Toida by Shlom. And you're learning now Bechor from the Chaz V'Shoik of Toida. So don't we have a back-to-back Hekish? Bechor is Zoktoch good. And that's Igmor's Kasha. Vishloim Eleman Yomar Loi have a Hekish. Back to Igmor. Nochum. But my Kamithligi, five lines to the back. Marasova, Minav Dabar Acher, have a Hekish. Marasova, Loi have a Hekish. Question is, if you have Himenav Dabar Acher, is that considered to be a Hekish? And then you cannot do a back-to-back Hekish from Hekish. Or do you say, no, Himen of a Dover Acher, Loi have a Hekish. What's the Gemara's, what means Himen of a Dover Acher? So let's think about this for a moment. The din of Toida being a one-dayer, that is not has nothing to do with Chaz V'Shoik. Where do I know the one-dayer? It says, Uvesar, Zevach Toida Shlomo, the carbon Toida, says, B'kiyoyim karbona yeyocha. It's a one-day thing. One day. So if I was learning the din of Bechor from Toida, and then Toida from Shlomim, the fact that it's one day, that already says Befeirish in the carbon Toida. I don't need to learn that from the carbon Shlomim. Oh, so if I'm learning it from Karban Toida one day, it's not a back-to-back hekesh. It's one day, and then I add l'chayiya to add one more day, and I have 2 days altogether. Yeah, but the inyan is, I'm not learning it stam from the word Toida. If it would go and say, Bechor is like Toida, you'd be right. I'm learning just one day from the din of Toida. However, the whole extension that we're learning the hekesh of Bechor from Toida is by the fact that it says in the Pasuk, the Chaz v'shoik. Who? Now, the Chaz v'shoik doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it is a Chaz v'shoik by a Toida. But I know that it's a Chaz v'shoik by a Shlomin. And I have a hekesh of Toida from Shlomin. We don't have the Pasuk, it says, Uvasar Zevach Toida Shlomov. I'm learning the Toida from Shlomin. Ah, so then, in fact, it is a hekesh. Yeah. The din of the Chaz v'shoik is taka hekesh. But the one day achila is not a hekesh. That it says b'feish in the Toida by the Toida. So therefore, I'm learning now Bechor, and I'm learning the Bechor from the case of Toida. Toida has two ingredients, if you will, in its hekesh that we're learning from the Toida to the din of Bechor. What are the two ingredients? Ingredient number one is that there's a one dayer by Toida, and therefore we're applying the same halacha to Bechor, one day. You said it's a shnei yom v'layla echad. I have the extra l'choyia to add one more day. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. I'm learning it directly from Toida. I'm not learning it from Shlomim. You know, the problem is, but it doesn't say in the pasuk that I'm learning it from Toida. It says I'm learning from the Chaz v'shoik. So you're saying it means the Chaz v'shoik of the Toida, not of the Shlom. But the Toida doesn't say the words, the din of Chaz v'shoik. So how am I learning it from Shlom? So I have a back-to-back hekesh. Ah, so that's what the Gemara is referring to. Hey menu v'dover acher. Part of my limud of Bechor from Toida is unrelated to Chaz v'shoik. Because after all, I don't really care about Chaz v'shoik in terms of the Bechor, because Bechor you have the entire carbon.
The entire basar,
not just the Chaz v'shoik, you have the whole thing. You just want to know, is it one day or 2 days? Then I'm going to learn from the Toida. And the Toida says one day. It says, b'feish, b'yam kabana yeyochel, yam. The problem is, I can't learn it directly from Toida. I have to have kind of a conduit, an extension cord. How do I get from Toida to Bechor? Oh, it says Chaz v'shoik. Yeah, but that Chaz v'shoik is not a Toida halacha that's really borrowed from Shlomim. Ah, so that's how I have my back-to-back hekesh. So the question is, since Bechor I'm learning partially from Toida directly, the one dayer, and partially I'm learning from Toida based on Shlomim, so is that considered to be a back-to-back hekesh or not? Or, putting aside for a moment Bechor, the din that Toida has a Chaz v'shoik of one day, is that strictly based on a hekesh from Shlomim? No. All I'm learning from Shlomim is really only half, that there's a din of Chaz v'shoik, and therefore I'm going and saying, here's a Chaz v'shoik by Shlomim, here's a Chaz v'shoik by Toida. Where does it say? Uvesar zevach Toida Shlomim, I learned that from a hekesh. But now, how many days do I eat it? Just one day. It's similar to other Gemaras that say that doin mino umino and doin mino v'oki ba'asra. Do I go and import the whole halacha from elsewhere, or I only import whatever I need? Our Gemara obviously goes with the gang, with the approach that doin mino v'oki ba'asra. The only thing I'm learning from the Shlomim is only that there's a din of Chaz v'shoik by a Toida. How long do you eat it? Shlomim, thank you very much. I already learned my halacha Chaz v'shoik. Shlomim, you can go by and do something else now, learn your daf, and we don't need you anymore. All I'm learning from you is that it's a din of Chaz v'shoik. Now, how long do you eat Chaz v'shoik? Oh, it's just like a regular karm toida. It's a one
splicing
day.
Splicing from here, splicing from there.
Beautiful.
Because otherwise we'd say that the Chaz v'shoik by a toida should also be like Shlomim. If you're learning a full hekesh, it should be you can eat that actually for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. So that's why if you learn doit minov uki ba'asra, you only take the minimum that you're required to learn. I want to know the din of Chaz v'shoik by toida. Yes or no? The answer is yes. Uvasar zevach toida Shlomov comes to be marba. But for 1 day and 2 days, Shlomim, I thank you very much. I don't need any more
itzis. It's not a full hekesh. It's kind of a partial hekesh.
Oh, that because it's a partial hekesh, that's why the Gemara is saying, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Zok Timar, the Maikabet, Gemara Sava, meaning Rabbi Shmuel holds the men of the Dover Acher have the hekesh, even though when I'm learning the din of Bechor, and I'm learning it from Toida, I'm learning it from a combination of two ingredients. Heimena v'dover acher. Heimena means from Toide itself, where there's a din of a one dayer, and I'm learning it as a, because of the fact that it says Chaz Vishoy, because otherwise I don't have that hekish from Toide to Bechor. So it's Himena B'Dover Achich, two ingredients together. Have a hekish. I look at the big picture. Bottom line is I'm learning hekish from hekish. Ein lemeid and hekish min a hekish. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Umar Savalev Hekish says, Rabbi Kiva, don't get so upset about all of this. I'm just learning this finite halach of the one dayer that I don't need the hekish for. It's true, I needed the Chaz V'Shoy to go and tell you that there's some sort of commonality between the two, and that's why the Pasuk says, Sami Yelach, Kachazei Atanuv, Kshay Kayyamet. But I'm not learning it from the Chaz V'Shoy. I'm learning it be'ikr from the one dayer by the carbon titan, the state, the fetish. I don't need a hekish pack. Back and forth. What's it? Double lumber hekish. I don't need the din of hekish by toide. That toide is a one day shape of fetish. So I only have a single hekish. I don't have a double hekish. And that's why Rabbi Kiva learned the way he learned his drasha. Now the Gemara is going to bring three parallel cases where we find such a hekish combined with another limud. And we're going to try to apply the same machlokes. So we say the same thing. Hey, men of Adavar Acher. Havekish, or loy havekish. And the first case that we're going to bring now is the case of Yom Kippur. What's the din of Yom Kippur? We all know that we had a bunch of hazois on Yom Kippur, bifnim. We're not going to talk about the mizbeach. Now we're only going to talk about the hazois, lifnai v'lifnim, and those in front of the paroiches. There was a commonality, both par v'soir, as well as lifnai v'lifnim and lifnim. What do I mean? In all four hazois, you have both the par and the sor lifnai v'lifnim, as well as the par and the sor lifnim in front of the paroiches. You had achas, achas v'achas, until achas v'sheva. So you had eight altogether, achas lamala, sheva lamata by the par, achas lamala v'sheva lamata by the sor lifnai v'lifnim, and the same thing outside in the heichal in front of the paroiches. Okay. Now there too we have what would appear to be a hekish based on a hekish. And if we're going to have a hekish with a hekish, tavlam the hekish, you cannot be choyzer umalamed hekish. Now what are the two back-to-back hekishes? Is this? So Rashi explains in some detail, both by the par and soyer, it says that lifnei hakapoyris, which means in front of the oroi in the kodesh kodashim, you have to go and do a number of hazois. However, the Torah is not absolutely definitive, either by the poet, by the par, or by the soyer. What does it say by the par? By the par, it says v'hiza be'etzboi al pnei haka poiris, and then v'lefnei haka poiris yaze sheva pa'omer. Ah, so the Gemara learns from that it says befeish in the Torah v'lefnei haka poiris yaze sheva pa'omer. Those are the seven lamata. That's clear. However, how many are there lamala? It doesn't say just a v'hizabetzboi al pnei hakapoydis kema, b'mazabetzboi on the pnei hakapoydis, v'lefnei hakapoydis yadu sheva pa'amim. So the Gemara learns from that there's something lamala, I don't know how many, v'hizabetzboi al pnei hakapoydis, and lamata pnei hakapoydis yadu sheva pa'amim. That's what it says by the path. By the soyer, the language is almost the opposite. There it says, v'hiza oisoi al hakapoydis, v'lefnei hakapoydis. And the Gemara says, v'hiza oisoi, oisoi is a loshen yachid, therefore it's referring to one. V'hiza oisoi al hakapoydis, lemala is one, v'lefnei hakapoydis down below, I don't know how many, it doesn't say. So therefore the Gemara elsewhere, Masechtas Yuma says, that I'm going to learn par from soyer, and soyer from par. Par, I only know the seven lamata. I don't know the achad lamala. Well, I'm going to learn that from soyer. So these are oisay al kapoyris. What? The soyer, I only know the one lamala. I don't know the seven lamata. Then I'm going to go and learn from the par. Why do I learn one from the other? Vi osa es domai kasher osa ledam ha par. Oh, so bottom line is, I learn lefnai v'lefnim inside the kodesh kodashim. I learn par partially from the case of soyer, and I learned soyer partially from the case of par. The par 7 says befeirish. I don't need a drush for that. That says befeirish. The one by soyer lamala says befeirish. I don't need a drush for those two. However, the combination of both par having 1 and 7 and the soyer having 1 and 7, that doesn't say befeirish. So therefore, by each one of them, part of it is heimenu and part is dover acher. part it says befedish, just like we had by the Toida, the one dayer is befedish, but the Chaz V'Shoike had to go and learn from the case of Shlomim. Here too, that the par is seven lamata, says befedish. How do I know the one lamata? And that from Soy. By Soy it says one befedish, v'iza oy soy, that's one, but the other seven I don't know, I have to learn that from par. So each one of them, partially, where's Shelley? He would say partially, the par has the seven on its own. I don't need sorry for that. I just learned the one from sorry. And the sorry also partially I know. I know the one lamal. I don't know the other seven lamal. So it's a himenu v'davar acher. Part of it I know from itself, and the part I have to learn based on a hekesh to the other one. And now what is my second hekesh? How do I know now in front of the paroiches the same thing? Achas lamala v'sheva lamata, because it says v'chein yaseli oil moed hashoichin itam b'soich to moisam. Do the same thing in the oil moed. In other words, come out of the kodesh kadoshim. The kohen gadol says, what do I do now? V'chein yaseli do exactly the same thing. You're going to do the par achas lamala v'sheva lamata. You're going to do the soir achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Oi, but isn't that a hekish boy based on a hekish? A back to back hekish says oi. Says iman ishlam laman diyamalei have hekish. According to Mani Yamalit, that's Rav Akiva, that holds him men of the Dover Acher, Loi Have Hekish, because you're really learning from what it says Befeish. And then kind of tangentially, you're learning the other part too. I isn't it back to back kekeshes? No, it's not considered back to back kekesh. Why? Because of the fact that the original part of the soil of Naiv Lefnim is a men of a davar acher. Part of it is taka I learned from the other, but part of it is in befeirish. So those eyes nishka problem I can learn hekesh men hekesh. That's how Rabbi Kiva learned. Eleman Yomer couldn't Rabbi Shmuel have a hekesh. He says anytime you have two ingredients of this type, you look at it as being a hekesh. So my Ikalamema, how do you know the outside in the Pnflea Paroiches from the Fnai Velifnim? Hefidimara, my Ikalamema, Mekoyimisu de Gamri Mehadodi. What does that mean? So Rashi says, these are not the same type of quality of back-to-back hekeshes. If you're learning from Shlomim to Toida and Toida to Bechor, that's a back-to-back hekesh, assuming that is a back-to-back hekesh, the way Rabbi Shmuel learns. Because you're learning carbon A from carbon B, and carbon B from carbon C, or from A to B and B to C, then you got a problem. Here, however, when you're learning the bar of the soyer, says Rashi, it's the behemis iskish lahadodi. It's the par that is iskish to the soyer, and the soyer to the par. That's one type of hekesh. And then the next hekesh is from the kodesh kadoshim to the kodesh, from lefnai v'lefnim to the pim. Different quality of hekesh. Here you don't say the din of ein lemeiden hekesh mi hekesh. So only when it's of the same quality, the same character, then you have a problem. Develom hekesh ein echozim la hekesh. But this is behemis me'adodi, this is makoymis me'adodi, which is good even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so we've dealt with question number one, but now we have the second question. The iboy seima, another pshat, chutz mepnim b'chad zimna gomer. That pnim and the chutz mepnim were learning all at one time. What does he mean, learning all at one time? So Rashi explains the following. When we wanted to learn the din, chen yase b'oyul moyed, what's the lashon? Chen yase b'oyul moyed, ha'shoichen itam b'soich tumoysim. Koyin gadol, you know what you just did now in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Kum taros, chen yase, do the exact same thing that you did inside, do it outside, achas lamala, sheva lamata, both by par and by soy. Says the Gemara, explains Rashi, if you notice that you have a fairly long toisis over here that go into more detail, but bottom line is, we're learning initially chutz from pnim. What means learning chutz from pnim? When I'm looking at the par in the chutz, meaning inside the heichel, in front of the paroiches, and I'm thinking to myself, or the kohen gadol is thinking to himself, how many do we do? Well, the par is, where's Shelley, is on par with the hilchos par, bifnim. And just like bifnim, what would we do? Achas lamala sheva lamata. But one second, it doesn't say befeirish, the achas lamala. It only says the sheva lamata. Fine. The sheva lamata inside the pnim, sheva lamata outside. Now, the sheva lamata bifnim, there's no drasha for that. Doshtek befeirish in the Torah. The hiza, what's the lashon of the pasuk that we quoted before? He's a Lefnei HaKapoitis. Yaz Sheva Pa'am of Lefnei Hashem. State the Fetish. Yaz Sheva Pa'am. Ah, so now if the Kohen Gadol is asking, how many do I do Lamata outside Bachut? I'm not learning Hekish Min Hekish. I'm learning Hekish directly from the Hilchois Bifnim. Just like Bifnim, it says, Sheva Lamata, Lefnei HaKapoitis, Yaz Sheva Pa'am. Do the exact same thing outside, meaning in the Hechel. So that's not a Hekish Min Hekish. That's just Penim from Chutz. And that's Chutz from Penim. That's just one Hekish altogether. And the same thing with Gabi the Sawyer. If you can ask how many Lamala, one. How do I know one? Because it's in the Fajr. He's a Oisoy Bethnim. So now I'm going to learn the Chutz. Again, only one Hekish. Yeah, but how do I know both by the par? Achas Lamala, not just Sheva Lamata. How do I know by the Sawyer? Not only the Achas Lamala, but the Sheva Lamata. Since I'm already learning the direct halacha par to par, and Sawyer to Sawyer, to go and take by the par, the seven Lamata. It's true that one lamala that I had to go and borrow and learn from the Sawyer, but the ikur hekesh that I'm learning is par from par. We're smuggling in the back pocket, we're adding in the extra one from the Sawyer. And the same thing with the Sawyer. The ikur I'm learning Sawyer from Sawyer is from the one that says befeidish inside the penim. Yeah, together with that, I also have the sheva that I borrowed from the case of the par. Says Yimara, in this type of situation, chutz v'pnim b'chad zim negomer. The ikar limud I'm learning is what it says, befeirish, no hekish. Once I'm learning befeirish, I throw in those kind of accessories, those other halachas which also apply.
Mitgishlep, I think.
Mitgishlep, exactly. That's another Yiddish term. Mishlep mit. You're coming anyway on. You have an older person going to the bus and they have a little kid with them. Come on, he goes free. He comes with me. You know, he's in my back pocket. So you shlep mit, the same thing over here. Etc. Well, what is this all about? This is telling us about the Lach Meitoida. We all take for granted that by Lach Meitoida there are four minim, and that each min has 10 chalas to it, 10 loaves. Three of them happen to be matzah, one of them happens to be chametz. Now, where does it say that? That says befeish in the pasuk. That's none of that is any particularly mudim. Vashtei don pasuk back on page 301. Im al toidi yakrivenu. If you bring a toida, v'hikra v'azevach toida, chalos matzahs belulais b'shemen. Those are the matzahs belulais. Then you have rekikim matzah meshucha b'shemen. Those are rekikim matzahs. The soidas rebechas. Those are the revucha matzahs. Three different types of matzois you bring together with a toit. And the next pasuk says, and don't forget, achalis lechem chomet. Don't discriminate against chomet. We have three matzes and one chomet. Okay, that's all I know so far. Four species, three plus one. How many chalois matzois? How many chalois chomet? What is the size? The stations. That doesn't say here. So how do I know that halacha? So Rashi brings a much lengthier Gemara elsewhere, where we deal with it in Maseches Menachos, where you would expect to bring it. First of all, it says, V'hikrav mimenu echem mikol karben truma l'Hashem. You have to give a truma l'Hashem l'akoyin. Oh, from these four species, you have to give truma. The question is, how much is the truma? So here you have the expression truma l'Hashem. By truma smicer, there it also goes and uses the lashon of truma. And what's the definition of truma smicer? Truma smicer is every time you have a farmer, the Baruch Hashem was matzliach, and he has new produce, besides giving truma to the koyin, Torah doesn't say how much truma you have to go in, chita achas, but there's a decree, mentarabon, and 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. Okay, that's simple. What happens now to the rest of the tumua? You have to go and give 1/10, 10% to the levy. And then there's another miser called maser sheni, maser oni, but that doesn't concern us today. Okay, so now, once the Levi gets his maser rishon from the farmer, he is celebrating, oh, I'm so happy, I got my 10%. 1 second, before you eat anything, you also have to give a present, a tithe. He has to go and give maser min ha-maser to the koyin. Really? Yes, it's called trumas maser. How much does he give? 1/10 of 1/10. Maser min ha-maser. Just to make it simple, assuming that the farmer gave 10 bushels of wheat, lemushel, to the lady, he has to take from one of those 10, he has to go and give it to the kohen, which really, vis-a-vis the farmer, it's really 1%, because the farmer gave 10%, he had 100, he gave 10, and now from that 10, we're giving 1 to the kohen, so therefore it's 1% out of the total produce, but it's 10% of what the laser is. And there the Torah also refers to a truma that you have to give to the kohen. And here it also says, truma l'Hashem, that you give it to the kohen. Aha. So, what I've learned so far is, says Rashi, that when it comes to the chalos, lechem, chometz, I have 10 chalos. 10 chalos. How do I know 10 chalos? Because you give a truma, which is 1 out of 10, to the kohen. So you must have started over with 10 if you're giving 1 out of the 10. So you have 10. But we still don't know how large each one of those chalos is. Oh, that we're not going to learn from Trumas Meiser. That we're going to learn from Shtei HaLechem. Really? Shtei HaLechem? Yeah, yeah. Shtei HaLechem, as you know, is a very special karma that you only have once a year. When do you have once a year? Shavuos. On Shavuos. What does it say about that Shtei HaLechem? So the pasuk refers to this special din of the Shtei HaLechem, and it's saying that you bring Mimoish Veisechem Tavio Lechem Tenufa. How much do you bring? You go and bring Shtayim, Chometz Tiyena, it's got to be two, but they're Chometz. This is very, very special, because we're going to see in the Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos that typically all Karbonis Mincha throughout the year were brought from Matzah. The exception is the Shtei HaLechem, and this one out of the four species of the Lach Meitot. But otherwise, which parsha are we going to look
at? It's in what do you want
to look at? The Lach Meitot.
Oh, but God, Lach Meitot. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you the beginning of Tzav. Start from, I think it's Chamishi over there.
Page 301.
It's getting to be more complicated.
Yeah, really? Okay, I'm sorry.
Zion Yudalef.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault. You know, it's a way.
Per Zion Pasuk Yudalef.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, good. Anyway, so now we have so far learned that there's a din of 10, because we said Trumah L'Hashem, and we learned that from Hilchas Trumas Meiser. But how do I know that each one of the Lach Metoida is one, when I'm talking now about the Lechem Chometz, the Chometz of the Lach Metoida. How do I know that each one happens to be one Isoroin of Kemach, of flour, each one of Solas? How do I know? That I learned from the Din of Shtei Lechem. Because it says in the Shtei Lechem, as we were saying, V'ekrav to mincha chadosh l'Hashem, mimosh v'yseichem, taviu lechem tenufa, shtayim, shnei esroinim, chometz tiyena, shtayim tiyena, chometz tiyafena, bikurim l'Hashem. So I learned that it happens to be chometz, so chometz, shtei lechem, and these chalis lechem chometz are on the same page in terms of the both chometz. And there we just said now, the shtayim, each one of them has to be shnei esroinim, in other words, each one is one esroin respectively. So just like over there, they have the two esroinim, by uns, also where you have the 10 chalas. How do I know the 10 chalas? Because I learned it from Trumas Meiser. Here too, they have to be altogether 10 esroinim, one esroin each. That's what I learned from Hilchos Shtei Halach.
But they're 10.
They're 10, and each one of them is an esroin.
So it should be 10.
The din of 10 I learned from Trumas Meiser, Trumas Lashem. The din of the Sarn Ik, I'm sorry.
The volume of flour
that I learned from the Shtei Lechem, where it says over there, Shtayim, Shnei Esroinim, that each one is one Isaroi, and it says Tavil. So the Ik of word is the Tavil over here, because it says in the Pasik, V'ikravta Mincha Chadosh Lashem, bring, V'ikravta, bring a Mincha Chadosh Lashem. What should you do? Mir Moish Veisechem, Tavil Lechem Tenufa. And the Gemara wants to know, what do we need the Tavil for? It could have just simply said, V'ikravta Mincha Chadosh Lashem, Nishmoish V'yseichem Lechem Tenufa, V'stavachum De Tavil. Tavil comes to tell you that wherever else in the Torah you find Chomet, it should be Kazeh. That just like over here, it's Shtayim Shnei Esroinim, each one of the Shtei Lechem is one Isorain. Elsewhere, whenever you have a din of bringing Chomet, the only other time that you have is the Lach Metoida, there too, make sure that each one of the Chalas Lechem Chomet, each one of them should be one Isorin. And since I know that the din of 10 from Trumas Meiser, and I know that each one is one Isorin, I learned that from Shtei Lechem, bottom line is, by the Chalos Lechem Chomet that I'm bringing as Toida, those happen to be 10 altogether, 10 Esrein. Okay, so far, so good. Now, from that, I learned to the Matzos. What do you mean I learned to the Matzos? Back in the parish of Toida here, it says, Ima Toida Yakrivenu, the Yikrava Zebacha Toida Chalis Matzos, Belulois, Rikike Matzos, Soilis Merbechas, Al chalos lechem chometz. What is the al? You mean you put them on top of the chalos lechem chometz? No, it means a hekish. That just by chalos lechem chometz, how many do I have altogether? 10, which add up to 10 esroinim. Here too, each one of the species of matzois, the matzois belulois, the matzois rikikim, the matzois murbechas, each one of them is all to 10. But here there's one difference. I add all the 30 together, and they have to add up to the same 10 esroinim, just like the lechem chometz. So therefore, the total amount of flour that he has to bring,
20
esroinim, 10 of chometz, 10 of matzah. The 10 of chometz are 10 loaves, one after the other. One each one, the chometz in each one is one nisarim. He have 30 matzahs, which adds up also to 10 esroinim. So therefore, each matzah is a third in terms of the volume of its
flour,
of its colleague, the one from the lechem chometz. Ah, now that certainly sounds like a back-to-back hekesh, because the whole way that I know that this 10 esroinim by the chalois lechem. Where do I learn that from? The ten esroinim, I learn it from the shtei alechem, combined together with the din of truma by the truma's mice. But I learn it be'ikr from the shtei alechem. Oh, so it's a hekish. What's a hekish? Tavio, that just like over here, you have a din of chametz. Elsewhere you have a din of chametz, also have mitani sarim. And now I'm learning that to the matzois. How do I know the matzois? Because I learned the matzois al chalais lechem chametz. And that's another. Oh, yibavai, so it's a hekish backed by another hekish. That's terrible. You're not going to learn hekish mena hekish. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Second line. Bishlom amandiyam ha'ave hekish ha'inu d'chzim v'shusechem tevi'u lechem tenufa. She'ein tam aloyim et tevi'u. The word tevi'u is unnecessary because it says v'ikrav temincha chadoshim la'ashem. The next pasuk v'shusechem. It could have said v'shusechem lechem tenufa. Bring v'ikrav tem. What should you bring? The lechem tenufa. Why did it say tevi'u? Ein tzarech loyim et tevi'u ma tam aloyim et tevi'u kol she'at mei mimokim achet. Anytime you have chomet somewhere else, Hariu Kazet, just like this. Malalon Isorn Lechalav, Kan Isorn Lechalav, just like over here, by the Shteh Lechem Isorn Lechalav, so too by the Lachmi Chomets of the Toida, it'll also be Isorn Lechalav. Imalalon Shnei Yasroinim, Afkan Shnei Yasroinim. Maybe I should go and say, just like over here, the total amount of the volume by the Shteh Lechem is Shnei Yasroinim. Maybe I should say the total volume by these 10 Chalais. By the lachmi, toidi should also be shnei asroinim. Tamaloimer tiyana chometz teofena. The extra word tiyana that gives an extra havaya to go and tell you that it's not just two; it's 10 altogether. For leman asor lechometz. Now asor lechometz, we have now learned 10 chalis, 10 asroinim. Asor lematz, how do I know there too? It's 10 for each species. Minayin tamaloimer al chalis lechem chometz neged chometz havei matzah. Ui. So now says the Gemara, if you're going to go and tell me that when you have the din, now we start off bishlam leman diyama have a hekish, but the aleph of the bach tells you change that bishlam leman diyama loy have a hekish, which means according to Rav Akiva that says when you're learning himenu v'dover acher loy have a hekish, and then you can continue on from the chalois lechem chometz to the matzois, then we'd be okay. Why would it be okay? Because in the case of the chalois lechem chometz, I'm learning it from two different sources. It's not just the hekesh that I'm learning from the din of shtei alechem to the din of the lachmi toid. I'm also learning it from the din of the truma lashem, which says befeidish truma lashem, which tells you that it has to be 10. Ah, so the 10 aspect of it already says, in a sense, like befeidish. And then, in addition to that, that's the hemen. And then I have the dover acher to go and tell you the 10 esroinim, which I have to go and borrow and import from the shtei alechem. So it's not a full hekish from the shtei alechem. Only part of it do I learn from the shtei alechem. So according to Rabbi Kiva that says, well, you're learning part, it's not called the hekish, and you can learn hekish from the hekish, then I can learn the matzois from the chometz. Eleman diyama, according to the other man diyama that says, Rabbi Shmuel says, havi hekish, that hemen of the dover acher is called the hekish. How can I go and learn the matzah sticker from the chametz sticker? The word teviu is not just a hekish, but that word is totally ibarik. Ibarik means it's totally unnecessary, superfluous, redundant. Why? Because the pasuk already said, v'kraftem, it's now shavuos, go and bring mincha chadosh l'Hashem. What should you go and bring? Lechem tenufa, shtayim shnei asroinim. Why do you have to go and start off Taviu lechem tenuf. The word taviu is totally Ibri. So Rashi says, since this is not just a stama word for hekish, but it's a yaseirahi, It's similar to what we've had in the past. Remember, we talked about the Parim Kodesh Mashiach, Parim Kodesh Tzibah. Why do we have to go and repeat it twice in Parim Kodesh Tzibah to go and tell you that we're not just importing it, it's if it was born
written there
explicitly. Oh, this Tavil is telling you, any time you find in the Torah any reference to Chometz, besides don't eat Chometz on Pesach, but when you bring a Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, which involves Chometz, to view, do it exactly like the Shtei Lechem. So it's not as if we're learning it from two separate limudim. It's as if this din of the Esrayinim is baked in, literally baked in by the Chalas and the Matzahs, in the Parsha of Toida. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can go and learn it because it's not a Hekish back to Hekish, but rather we're talking about in the Toida itself, you have this din of the Tavil, that the Chometz is each one Isar. So bottom line is, we have now been misaking the problem, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of Heymen of a Dover Acher, by saying it's not Heymen of a Dover Acher that I'm importing it from somewhere else. The halacha of the Yisraelim, to state the Fedish here in the Torah. Who state this? Because since Shtei Alechem says Tavil, says Rashi, Tavil means wherever you find in the Torah the reference to Chometz, always it's got to be exactly the same, one Yisraelim per Chometz, and then it says Befedish. So it's not a case of Hekish to Hekish, it's a Befedish to Hekish. And therefore, it works even according to Rabbi Shmuel. And with this, we have completed this Hekish to Hekish, Shaila, the Hemen of Dover Acher, the three cases that we tried to bring of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And now we go on to the last halacha of the Perek, which is very, very simple. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Ein Nechal, Ela Ad Chatzos. Ela Ad Chatzos. You can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos. Now, we have the same halacha by other Korbanos as well, that you can only eat it until Chatzos. There was a difference in Lashon. What was the difference in Lashon? The difference in Lashon was that you eat it Ad Chatzos. What was the Lashon of the Mishnah? Mishnah Yom Leilech, and none of the early one. It says in the Mishnah, Nun Hei Amid Aleph, Gabi the Toida Ve'el Nozir, Chol Machal Liyom V'layla, Ad Chatzos. It doesn't say Ela Ad Chatzos. It says Ad Chatzos. So I'm now giving you, giving away already, the Maskana of the Gemara. What's the reason why here it says Ela Ad Chatzos? And there it says Ad Chatzos.
This is talking about Pesach and Maaser and Bechor. And so you have to distinguish it from them because they're all Kachim Kalim. It's a differentiation.
Okay, we'll get to that. But we know already from Masechtas Brachos Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that all other Kabbanis, with the exception of Karban Pesach, if it's a Yom V'Layla, until when can you eat it? Until? Until Min HaToyra, Ad Alaysa Meshachar. Why did the Chacham say until Chatzor? What our Gemara is telling us is, as we'll see at the end, by the fact that it says Elo, it's coming to tell you that this is not a din, Dirabon L'Harchi Yodim Min HaVeira, this is Min HaToyra, you have to go and eat it until Chatzor, and not a minute later. That's the din of a Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach has a very small window of opportunity. You can't eat it during the day like most Korbanos. You can only eat it at night. So after Shkia or after Tzeis, we discussed that yesterday, until Chatzos, 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours, that's it. You have to eat it from then until then. And of course you have to say the Haggadah in between and answer all the Arabic kashas for the children and the Arabic koises and the Mur and everything else. So you got it. It's going to be very busy Seder night. Anyway, Zoktimar, it says a Pesach in Echal until Chatzos Mantana, Om Rav Yosef, Rabbulus Ben Azari, he designed Rabbulus Ben Azari, Oimer. Ne Markan Balaylo Hazev, and Emel Halon, we have Arti Beretz Yitzrayim, Balaylo Hazev. Sounds familiar, right? We have this in Haggadah. So what does it say, Balaylo Hazev? In number three, or Gimel, Va'ochlu Esa Bosar Balaylo Hazev. The boss of the Korban Pesach, you have to eat this night. Sli Eishu, Matzis, Al Meroyim, Yechlu, Matzis, Meroyim, eat the Korban Pesach, Balaylo. It says the Gabi Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel. The Avar to be Eretz Yisrael b'Layla Zevi Kesi Kol B'Chor B'Eretz Yisrael. Now, when did that happen? Kachatzuis HaLayla Niyoyitz B'Soich Mitzrayim Umeis Kol B'Chor B'Eretz Yisrael. Ah, so I see that the Avar to be Eretz Yisrael b'Layla Zevi, that's talking about Malchon Adchatzuis. Afkan Adchatzuis. I learned Layla from Layla Chatzuis. Shoy Reblozim and Azaria. That's our Mishnah. Amle Rekiva. Valikvar Nemetz V'Chaltem Oisa B'Chipazayin. What means chipazon? Atshas chipazon. Chipazon means that they're going to leave in a hurry when in the morning. How do I know that they learned in the morning? They left in the morning. Rashi says it's impossible. Atem loiseitzu ish mipesach beisoy ad boiker. So they left in the morning. Ah, that being the case, it's v'chaltem oise b'chipazon. Eat it until shas chipazon means until the morning. So I have a machloikis. Do I eat it until chatzos? Do I eat it until the morning? The morning came out. I'm going to say, what I learned from the Balayla Zeb. Shiyachi hein kalach kachim anecholim b'yoyim. I would think that we can start eating the Karban Pesach already at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to make Yom Tov early, and I'm going to start eating Karban Pesach early. I'm going to make Kiddush early. I don't want to wait so late. The kids have to go to sleep, and they have to ask the Manishtana. I'm going to start early. So I would think you'd be able to go and eat already b'yoyim. It doesn't tell us the maximum until the deadline, until when you can eat. It tells us when you can
start time.
Not the ending time, but the starting time. Very good. So that's the raya that our Mishnah Rebbe is saying. Maybe it's like all the other kabbanas where it says in the Mishnah, eat it until chatzos. Because although minatari, you let eat the whole night, like Rebbe Kiva learned, until the morning. The only reason why it says in the Mishnah that the whole night until Chatzos is because Hachon Ben Aveda. How do you know that the Mishnah is Reb Loza Ben Azari? Everyone came my Ella Ad Chatzos. Why did it say Ella? It's Ki Hosam. Mahosam Diraisa Avkan Nami Diraisa. That the Loshin is different is clear. The other Mishnah that we looked before, it says Ad Chatzos, and we're saying that's Kedei Laharchik, it's Odom Ben Aveda. Here it says Ella Ad Chatzos. So what do I see from that word Ella? So if you go back to the Mishnah now for a moment, Nun Vav Amid Beis, where we talk about the differences between Bechor, Masa, and Pesach. So the last three lines in the Mishnah says, HaPesach Ein Enechel Ela Balayla, Vein Enechel Ela Ad Chatzos, Vein Enechel Ela Limnuyav, Vein Enechel Ela Tzli. Four halachas, each one are the Elas. All those other three says the Fadish in the Torah. He can only eat it Balayla, it says, the chaltim b'layla azeh, the ochlus of bas b'layla azeh. So that's min atoyer. That it's limnuyav, t'choysu al azeh, ishofi, ishofi ochloi, t'choysu al azeh. That's limnuyav. How do we know tzli? Kiem tzliyesh, al toichli menen, no, vashem uvushem amoyim, ela tzli. So you see, all of those elas are telling you, this is the din toyer, don't think differently. Ela, the only way you can eat it is not b'yoyim, but only b'layla. Don't give it to anybody, it's got to be limnuyav. Don't eat it boiled or whatever, it's got to be dafka roasted like tzli. Ah, here too it says, Elad Chatzos, that's Menatoy, that's got to be until Chatzos. It's a righteous blood of Ben Azariah, and not Rebbe Kiva, El Kihosim, Ahosim, Diaraisa, like the other three are Diaraisa, of Kandami Diaraisa, Hanlach is of Koyman, Kachikudushim, Shachom, Roshim, Roshim, Roshim. Have a wonderful day, everybody.